Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there,
the angel from my nightmare.
The shadow in the background of the morgue.
Yes.
The unsuspecting victim.
Come on.
Like darkness in the valley. You can sing like Jack and Sally if we want. Because you can always find me. Because I'll have Halloween on Christmas.
Keep looking at me like that. You're freaking the shit out of me.
Who was your favorite band when we were younger?
My favorite band. I was actually talking about this the other night. I went through like every phase as a kid.
You didn't go through goth.
I was into like death metal at one point.
Oh my God.
I just couldn't identify it. I went from liking like, I think I came in like as rock and roll, like old stuff that my dad and my stepdad would have listened to. Then I moved on to like sort of like metal, new metal. Then it went to like heavy metal.
There we go.
And then it went to like death metal. And then I suddenly went, oh no, actually I've missed out a punk. I went through a punk phase as well.
Wait, slow punk. I want to see what, so you're listening to rock.
Yeah.
What type of rock are you listening to?
You know, like all the hits. I can't actually remember.
Sum 41.
No, that's the sort of the pop punk era.
Okay.
And I did go into that as well. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which way it went. I think, punk came after the death metal era, I think.
Yeah.
And then, I actually nearly got in a screamo band once.
What is a screamo band?
Oh, it's like where you scream down the...
Because Glastonbury...
You hate music. Though.
No, I love music.
You hate music.
I love music.
I love music. It's I great. Love music. Make music great again.
I love music. Glastonbury was obviously this weekend.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Shut up.
Yeah, Glastonbury. You didn't see it?
No, I've not seen it anywhere.
I feel like everyone
literally
was there.
The whole of London is... Well, the whole of the UK is there.
I feel like everyone was at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Having such a fun time... And I was like, oh, I don't really want to go there. And then I saw it. I was like, damn, we really should have gone.
Jay, you say this, but you are terrible at festivals.
What?
You absolutely fucking hate it.
What?
Like, what was that festival?
Jesus.
What was that festival where you turned up, traveled however long it was, turned up and left within 30 minutes and went all the way home?
Not even
Everyone was like, where's Jamie gone?
Not even that.
Just couldn't hack it.
We went to a festival. You weren't actually with us at that time. We went to a festival with a couple of friends of ours and we drove all the way there. It was miles away. It was like a 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
It's miles. Anyway, we pulled into the festival and it was a friends festival and it's called, what is it called? Piper? No, what the hell was it called?
Piper.
What, Piper Festival?
The Pied Piper.
The Pied?
No, I can't remember what it's called, but I know which festival you're talking about.
Far Festival.
Something like that.
That's it, Far Festival. And we arrive in there. And as I drive in, not as I drive in because I didn't drive, but I just rolled in.
Yeah.
And I got out the car and we parked the car and we were walking into the festival. It's kind of like a sort of boutique-y festival. And as I walked in, someone went, there's that bloke from Chelsea. And in my head, I went, there's no security here.
everyone turns around to look at you. You've just gone. Vanished into thin air.
And so then what happened was, is that guy...
He called your chopper in to get you out.
No. I then said to you,
the chopper.
To the chopper. I then said to my friend, I went, but I'm just going to go get a drink. Like that to him. And
you're such,
and he,
you're
and
such
I just a, left. And someone got out of cab.
You're such a wanky. You don't even have the balls to say. I know it can be hard sometimes, like the French exit or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
French apparently, exit. Apparently you save 2 years of your life by not saying goodbye at parties. I heard that.
What?
So if you just do the French exit, you just leave without, like you would do, without saying goodbye.
What?
Yeah.
Can't be
yeah,
2 years.
2 years of your life. Because I know what it's like. The amount of times I've tried to leave a house party at like two, and then
another pop funk song comes on and you go, oh, I've got to stay for this one.
Another pop funk.
Got to stay
hey,
for this one.
Hey guys. Into that new pop funk band.
They're called Retrohead.
Yeah. Oh God, I love those guys. Yeah, no, but then you like, you say you start your goodbyes and then someone's like, no, come on, you can't go yet. Stay for another
and
drink.
You're like, and you're like, oh, pull my ear.
And I'm like already pouring a drink. Yeah. That's just me talking to myself in the mirror. You can't leave yet. Yeah, what are you doing? You know,
looking in the mirror. How are you doing?
You know when you
scare yourself.
You know when you're out. You've been at a house party for a while, and you've not looked in the mirror, and you go to the loo, and you've gone to the loo, and then you look up, and you suddenly catch yourself, and you're like, oh, Jesus, look at you. Oh, wow, you look fucking.
I had it. I used to have that all the time, where I would get ready for a night out. And I get ready and I do my hair and I'd be like, I'm looking good tonight. Oh, yeah. Like that. And I used to stay in an apartment that, remember the one that had the lift, in it.
I don't remember.
And
that.
Anyway, I did all my hair, did everything. And I went to the lift, opened the lift door. There was always a mirror in there. And I would look at my, and what I looked like in the mirror, in that mirror, was I looked so shit. And I was like, hang on a second, I look so great. Like 2 minutes ago.
There's definitely differences in mirrors. There's some, I find, it must be, I don't know, like the, it might be like slightly concave or something. It makes like you look so wide sometimes. I'm like, wow, look about 4 foot tall, about 5 foot wide.
I like the ones that you get, the mirrors that you get like in Harrods and places like that.
Harrods. I love the mirrors in Harrods.
I like the mirrors.
That's the only mirrors that I like is the mirrors in Harrods.
Because you go and put clothes on and I honestly look 6'4" and I'm like,
I think it might be Zara or somewhere where they've just got like the most horrible lighting in there. And I'm like, this is not good for business because I'm trying on this shirt and I look fucking stupid.
With the festival, yeah, I then got in the taxi and I went home, but then our friend, Robbo, got me back because...
Oh, he managed to bring you back to
this? No, he got me back because we then went on a double date together.
Oh, I remember.
We went on a double date together.
Yeah.
You had kissed the girl at this point. You kissed the girl.
Don't bring me into this.
You had kissed her. I didn't do nothing. You had kissed the girl. And anyway, I was dating this girl and she had a sister who you had already kissed. Right. And I said to Robbo, why don't you come on a double date with me? And he said, yeah, that's a great idea. So we went on a double date and we went to this pub and we all arrived there and Robbo, I think got a bit nervous or whatever. Something happened. I don't know what it was. He said to me and the two girls, the two sisters said, by the way, same thing. I'm going to go and get a drink. I'm going to get you guys. What do you want?
When someone is standing at a bar and whispering and doing that hand gesture you're doing, I now know it means they're about to bail.
I'm just going to go. Yeah. Just going to go and get it.
Be back in a second.
Just going to go and get a drink. Like that. And he went into the pub, went into the bathroom and climbed out the window and left. He left me. And after about 20 minutes... the girls are like, where's he gone? And I went, don't worry, he'll be back. Like, we sat in these people for like half an hour.
He'll be back. Why don't you two just come back to my place?
He bailed. He bailed on a date as we were having the date. That is bad.
Nah, I think it's quite funny. Anyone deserves it, it's you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. I hope you've had a fabulous week. Mitt, were you jealous that you went to Glastonbury?
Not at all. Didn't care.
There we go.
One bit, I was literally just like, that looks lame. You got all those stupid tents and like loud music. Bunch of idiots dressed up like fools. No, I was actually insanely jealous.
What is it about festivals that we love so much?
The drugs, the sex.
There we go. The rock and roll.
The rock and roll, baby. Not sleeping for 4 days, rolling around in the mud, making out with randomers. No, I think it's, do you know what it is for me? I've always loved festivals because you go away for 4 days and you just don't care about anything else. You don't even get changed. You don't wash. You just live life.
You're living really in the present.
You're living right in the present. You're like wearing some weird shit. You're just out meeting people. You're listening to music, dancing.
You are. There's like a real sort of great energy in the air when you're there.
The endorphins. The endorphins are flowing.
I went to a Secret Garden party. Where we went to. That's one of that's what, still to this day, that is the greatest summer of my life.
Yeah?
I think so. We just got back from New York.
You peaked at 23.
I peaked at 18, I think. I peaked at 17. Summer of my 17th summer, 17th year old Jamie's summer.
Yeah.
Greatest summer of my life.
17 was what, a good one for me as well. I think in terms of like peak physical fitness.
Yeah.
17, that was it. And then downhill from there.
17 was my absolute best. I kissed this girl that I really fancied.
Come on.
For many years I fancied her. I kissed another girl that I really fancied as well. There's so many great things happened.
Two girls in one,
I was playing loads of rugby. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, and the girls love that.
The girls love that.
So what have I been up to this weekend? Probably just tackling and scrumming and shit. You want to come over?
But then the other great summer was when we went to Secret Garden Party, you and I.
Yeah.
And Secret Garden Party was a festival that used to happen up in Cambridge.
Still does.
I thought it was finished.
It's happening this year. It's back. Might go, actually.
No ways.
Might go get stuck in.
And it was like halfway through like our second day or whatever it was. Mm. And I managed to go behind where the VIP bit was. And there was this
You went behind the VIP?
I went behind the, and there was a portaloo there. Yeah. And this guy grabbed me and says, come look at this. And I went, all right. And he took me to the portaloo and he said, you ready for this? I was like, yeah.
He just gets his knob out.
he opened it up. And in the portaloo...
It's like a portal to another world. You're like, wow.
Mr. Tumnus walked out.
It's just loads of jackets and loads of coats.
It's a closet.
Mr. Tumnus. Mr. Tumnus is in there on MDMA.
It was.
Sorry, are you a doctor? Because Mr. Tumnus is ODing. Could you... I don't know. I didn't know who else to speak to. Right, so you've opened the door. What's in there?
I love the idea of maybe a portaloo. There's just loads of jackets.
It isn't a wardrobe. It's a fucking portaloo. All right, carry on. Carry on with your story.
And I opened up the loo and the guy went, look at this. And he opened up the loo. And what I can only describe is that there was a mountain of poo coming out of the loo. And I was like, what?
There's the pyramids of Giza.
I couldn't believe it. And people had just been going to this bathroom over and over and over again. Obviously, because they thought it was like funny or humorous to try and build this mountain. It was the most...
Well, what? Like contribute to the construction of one of the eighth wonder of the world.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was at Wilderness Festival last year, and same thing. Opened up the portaloo, oh, wow. And there was someone had just not gone for the hole. They'd just done a massive shit like all over the side, and it was like a huge mountain, and they'd put a flag in it. And I was like, who was it, the person that did the shit and they were like, I'm claiming this for Great Britain, or was it like somebody went in and was like, I'm claiming this for,
it's like the moon landing.
It's literally, I've actually got, you know how you can make stickers on your phone on WhatsApp, there's actually someone, one of our mates
who's carrying one of our a mates, flag with them,
someone that obviously likes to shit in
who is carrying a little mini flag and putting it in there.
And
oh god, that's good.
Yeah, I know, I've got a sticker of it. You know how you can have stickers on WhatsApp,
that so is
poo with a flag in it.
Oh my god,
I do. That's what I do like at festivals, not for the poo bit, but just like weird shit happens,
everything weird.
I was at another festival, and I can't remember what time of day it was, like glorious sunshine. And I'd like walked off into this meadow, and it was like golden meadow, and it looked fucking amazing. And so I'm out there, and it's like quite far away from the main festival bit, and there's like no one else around. And then I look into the distance, and I see these two like young lads, just like crouched down. I was like, what the fuck are they doing in the middle of this like long meadow? So I go over there, and they're like, shh. They're like hand gesturing me to get down. I'm like,
it's like safari.
I'm like, what the fuck's going on? They're like, just found the second rarest moth in the UK. I was like, immediately.
You're lying.
I'm not. Immediately.
We've just found the second rarest moth
in the UK. Yeah. And immediately I was like, I know what you're doing, but I fucking love it. Like, this is fucking so stupid.
I know what you're doing.
But anyway, like, so like, I'm obviously invested in this second rarest moth now. And there was actually a moth just sat there.
Not a butterfly.
No, it was a moth.
It was a moth.
Anyway, so I kind of took it under my wing to like.
Oh, you know, I like that.
There we go.
We've got to,
you know, this is obviously pretty big news. This is a rarity. So I go back into the main festival, and obviously everyone's like really mashed, and I'm being really deadly serious. I like go up to people. I'm like, are you guys here for the UK's second rarest moth? And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, you have heard, right?
Yeah.
So I end up sending, no joke, like 50 people in little groups, watch them walk over to the bit in the meadow, and they like look back and put their hands up, and they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, look at it. I think they thought I was a bit strange.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, by the way, what we want to introduce into the bonus episodes.
Yeah.
New sort of concept. What we like to call a segment in TV terms.
Wow.
Is we're going to do the highest point and the lowest point of our week. So the highlight and the low light.
Yeah.
And we got to pick them out and say what we think. We talk about it. Okay. So the highlight and the low light. Low light that I have is I failed.
Definitely not your hair, because they're looking great.
No, my hair isn't as highlighted. It's not. It's like a good kind of shade at the moment, I feel.
Yeah, I wasn't saying it was bad. It looks lovely.
My low light is I failed my theory again.
That's not really a low light.
That is a low light. I failed it again.
That's just your life.
Do you know what happened? Can I explain this to you?
How have you failed it again?
I failed it again.
The 98th time.
And also, now what I've worked out, because I've been doing it ever since I was 18 years old. Now, to all the listeners who've just tuned in and they don't know this about me, I've booked it about 62 times. I've only taken it. That was my third time taking it since I was 18. The other times, I just haven't turned up or whatever's happened. I've seen like the progression of the theory testing throughout the years. Like, it's now I had to go through and get like metal detected for this one, because they think you're wearing like a wire. I was like, what is going on?
They're probably just a bit concerned. Like, who's this guy that he's been coming consistently for the last
couldn't believe
15
it.
Years. They're probably starting to suspect.
But do you know what happened? Okay, I passed my questions.
Yeah.
Passed the questions. I failed on the hazard perception. I got 35 out of 75.
Do you know what it is? You're quite unaware.
I am so aware.
No, you're quite unaware.
I was almost too aware. I was clicking wrong.
You're so sort of like self-obsessed and just like constantly thinking about your own self that you're like, oh, granny in the road, doesn't matter. She'll be all right.
I was just clicking too much. I don't know what happened.
You got anxious, I reckon.
I don't know what happened.
I think it's built up now because you've failed so many times.
So upsetting.
Right, so that was your low moment. Failed.
Wait, what's your low moment? Come on, give it to me.
Low moment, probably not being at Glastonbury.
Really? Is that what
No. I'll start with my high moment.
Oh, here we go.
Right. So, right. My gran ran out of makeup.
Is this the TV grandma? Not the TV, the computer grandma. Her computer.
my grandma that's on TV. this is my computer grandma. And so she's run out of makeup. So I took it under my... under my jurisdiction, took it upon me to get her some new makeup, and oh my god, it's mental.
Wait, hang on.
Makeup. I went to Peter Jones, or is it? Peter Jones on.
Yeah, splash out. Here we go.
Here we go. Went to Peter Jones, and it's really, really like it's complex. Have you been shopping for makeup before?
I've never been shopping for makeup, but it depends. But I understand. I know how complex it is. What makeup were you going for?
Well, okay, so right. I'll talk you through the whole process. Right. So she'd ordered something online that had come in and it was the wrong color. But they had, so anyway, so I get there with that. She's also given me another cream that she already uses.
Yeah.
And she was like, if they have any of this, get three of them. Right. And she also then gave me some nail varnish from Chanel.
Okay.
To get that. So anyway, so first things first, I've got this thing that she's ordered and it's wrong and I need to try and get a refund or exchange it. And so I go and try and exchange it. Discontinued. Don't do it. Nightmare.
Get out.
So anyway, get the refund. That's processed. It's fine. Had a nice chat with the guy at the checkout. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go back and try and get this cream stuff. Discontinued. Don't do it anymore.
What?
That was at Lancôme.
Oh no.
Right. So there you go. Right. Oh, no. Okay.
Lancôme.
Lancôme. Is that what it's called?
Lancôme.
Lancôme.com.
Lancôme.
Is that how you say it?
I think it's Lancôme.
Yeah, Lancôme.
Yeah, Lancôme.
Hello. And so anyway, they don't do it anymore. They don't have anything anywhere near like it. But what they did have was their sister company, Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh.
Which I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, we know that one.
And they did a cream that was close enough. But then they were putting all these different creams on their hands and saying, do you think this matches your grandmother's skin tone? And they're like, do you have a photo of her on your phone? I was like, oh, God. So I had to just like take a punt in the dark, got this cream.
Yeah.
It was right.
No.
Nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it. Yeah, I got it right. So that was that. Then I had to go to Chanel.
Yeah. Oh, you're just mixing them up.
Nail varnish, nail polish, something discontinued, obviously.
Wait, hang on a second. Why is everything?
I don't know.
Why is everything discontinued?
Ah, these bloody makeup companies chasing profits, launching new. Well, they said they discontinued that, but they launched a new product.
These bloody companies trying to get profit.
Why are they trying to make a profit?
Why aren't they making a loss?
So, but they relaunched a new one that was exactly the same. So got that, took it round to my gran the next day. And as always, she's like, oh, can I make you some food? And as always, I say, I don't eat meat anymore. And as always, she cooked me chicken. Literally every time. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, obviously it's nice because...
I know you're old, but get it right. I know you're old, but get it right.
But yeah, so that was my... It was
do you eat it when she makes the chicken?
Well, yeah, I can't not eat it.
I think it's a little trick. You know that you're going to go over and get meat.
I say I give her a little wink, I'm like, yeah, gran, I'm vegetarian now. yeah. Don't put that roast beef in the oven. No, but yeah, she just seems to not want me to not eat meat. But yeah, was that my high moment or was that my low moment? I can't remember. I think it was both combined. They offered me a job in Peter Jones, actually.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, because they said I knew so much about makeup now.
My friend, when we were just finished school, when we were on a year out, right? Our gap year.
Year out, man.
Year out. My friend, Jim, his job at Peter Jones was to go into Peter Jones towards the end of the day and check all the cupboards and beds to make sure no one was hiding in them. Because apparently homeless people get into them and then when the lights are off, they just get into the beds and fall asleep.
It's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, and apparently one time he opened a cupboard and there was a homeless man in there. And the homeless man looked and went, shh.
Oh my God. I think, to be honest, if I saw that, I would be like, I'd probably just let them.
Yeah. Like, I think you would. Ah, go on, buddy.
Just pretend I haven't seen anything.
Okay, and then my highlight.
Yeah.
Of the week last week.
Yeah.
This is a big one. I got recommended a movie by our producer, Sam. I'm going to chuck it out there.
Yeah.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I also got recommended that, this. It's about...
Dude, it is...
I haven't watched it, about astral projection and travel and all this stuff,
it's
right?
So good.
Really?
It is so
good. In fact,
good.
I'm going to watch it
and
tonight.
And Sam said to me, you got to watch it in the cinema. He's like, you got to watch it in the cinema. And
is it in the cinema?
He said it was. And he said, you got to watch it in the cinema. So you know what I did? I downloaded it on my phone. I watched it on my phone.
So you know what I did?
Just to do the opposite.
Downloaded it illegally?
No, I didn't download it. I bought it for $15.99 on Apple.
Yeah.
Because you can only buy it, can rent it. So I bought it and I watched it on my phone.
Why does it need to be in the cinema? Is it quite cinematic?
Oh,
is
it? If you're a real movie buff, you got to go and get out of here.
I just like to watch it as it was intended to be watched.
Okay, well, I watched on my phone. Do you know what other film I watched on my phone? It was fantastic.
Anal Bandits 5, probably.
No. Knowing not that you. One. No, not that.
6, sorry.
Anal Bandits.
Yeah, it's a great franchise.
No. I watched James Bond, the latest James Bond, on my phone.
Okay.
And I cried.
What? Because you annoyed that you didn't get asked yet again to be Bond.
I will be Bond one day.
I will be Bond one day.
Be Bond one day.
You are 100% ever a villain. You're not a Bond.
Are you kidding me?
You're this
me?
Sort of like megalomaniac, like power hungry, obsessed with profit.
No. What is this profit thing today?
You'll create these weird... like cat's eyes with
weird
diamonds
profit
in
balls. Weird profit balls I'd throw at people.
Profit balls,
yeah, balls of profit.
Profiteroles, they sound lovely.
So that was my highlight.
Have you seen the new Top Gun yet?
No.
Apparently really good.
Maybe.
And apparently he can actually fly fighter jets. He took James Corden.
Yes. Tom Cruise can do everything, mate.
Oh my god. Speaking of
James Corden, he's coming on as a guest.
James Corden, he is coming on this actually. So you see, there was a petition to allow him not back into the UK.
Why?
Oh, because he's just, it's gone now. I don't know, a lot of people don't like him.
Because he really doesn't, no one likes him.
Apparently. Oh, it's gone now. I just saw this thing about this hotel that they're building that is a massive plane that's got 20 nuclear reactors and it's a hotel that never lands, so it's just constantly flying.
How on earth does it do that?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, everybody. Listen, go and check out that movie I said, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It is so good.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh my God, dude. It is so... I tell you what else is so good. By the way, I'm going to throw it out there. Love Island.
Is it?
It is like some of the greatest TV I have ever watched. It is... I promise you.
Honestly, sit down.
She was only 16. Promise you.
What's that?
I promise you, she was only 16.
What is that?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
She was, I promise you, she was only... Isn't that Batman? Anyway, go and watch Love Island, because that is... that. We're going to talk about that next week, because it's out of this world good.
I can't wait. You know how much I love...
Buddy, you're going to freaking love it, trust me.
I love talking about Love Island. It is my favourite.
Trust me on that. Okay, this Friday, we have on the podcast, Dr. Hazel.
You know how much, you know how much I like that name? It
Dr. Hazel
like
Wallace.
Some 80s, like... TV
Dr.
show.
Hazel Waller. She's on the podcast. We have a great time. We talk about health, gut, loads of different things. It's a really, really fun episode. We talk about nutrition. Mm. We talk about the NHS. We talk about mental health.
She's host of the Food Medic podcast.
That's exactly
it. I thought.
That is exactly. You've hit the nail on the head right there, buddy.
That's what I do. I come here every week.
Throw those darts and hit the dartboard.
I deliver. Bullseye. Every time. What's that? It sounds like a fart. Horrible, like a fart that you didn't mean to come out.
She is incredible. She's got her podcast. She's got her books. She's just a really wonderful person. Dan is out this Friday. Get ready. Midi, I love you.
Mm.
Say goodbye to everyone.
See ya in a jiffy.
You big old whiffy.
My friends, hope you're all feeling better after Glastonbury, you bastards.
I know, right?
And we'll catch you next week for more of the same. And... yeah, I'm sort of not doing too well at this. bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week or on Friday. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.